You're listening to SBS News.
The northeastern region of Pibor in South Sudan is at the centre of a humanitarian crisis and is on the brink of famine. Janet Kuruku is one of thousands of displaced people in the region.
I don't know how long I can survive. I'm dependent on foreigners for survival. My child and husband are dead. There's no one left.
South Sudan is one of the world's poorest countries, and the UK government's decision to cut overseas aid spending has seen the funds available for emergency food cut by around a third. The UK was the country's second biggest donor of aid. Two-thirds of children in South Sudan are reportedly malnourished. Dr. Victor David works in the Pibor clinic, treating people who are desperately ill.
The child even had a very high fever, so we're treating with IV antibiotics and some fluids.
What would have happened if she hadn't been brought in?
I cannot know for certain, but I don't think the child would have made it past the day of admission.
South Sudan has struggled since achieving independence 10 years ago. The country is poorly governed and has also been destabilized by tribal warfare and unprecedented floods. It remains almost completely reliant on international aid agencies and their local partners to provide food and basic government services. Local administrator Joshua Konyeire is critical of the decision to cut funding.
We know that it's so unfriendly and so inhuman for any country to cut its aid at this particular time.
The UK says South Sudan remains a top priority despite the cuts, which the government is blaming on what it calls the seismic impact of the coronavirus pandemic on Britain. Britain's Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said the government was looking to provide value for taxpayers in the region. Some aid agencies report that they've been asked not to speak to the media but to refer any requests for interview to the British government. Matthew Hollingworth, the World Food Programme's South Sudan Country Director, told Sky News that aid organisations are facing an uphill struggle.
We have had to take some really painful and difficult decisions. So in the areas where we are trying to avert a famine, we are taking from the hungry to give to the starving.
Another aid agency says the result of the cuts is very simple in South Sudan. People will die. Alan Lee, SBS News.